This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
An update by the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank indicates that the wealth gap in America is still an ongoing issue of concern, as black women is reportedly having only 8 cents in wealth for every dollar held by white males. With more on top of this issue is Charlene Kroll. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Chris, and a happy early Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers listening today.
All right, same to you. Charlene, never married black women, never married Hispanic women, and never married mothers of any race or ethnicity are the most financially stressed in the country and are in the bottom third of wealth distribution for U.S. households.
Oh, absolutely. And it's ironic because equal pay laws have been on the books for more than 50 years. So for these pay gaps, which in turn create wealth gaps, lead to wealth gaps, really hurt people in very serious day-to-day ways. When wages are combined for women overall, not of any particular race, women today make only 68 cents in wealth for every dollar that's held by men. But when race and ethnicity are factored in, as well as marital status, never married black women and never married Latinas, then we're talking about a huge, huge gap. 8 cents on the dollar for black women, 14 cents on the dollar for Latinas. Those should disturb everyone. And one of the things that I think we seldom pay attention to, but should be discussed, is the fact that for mothers who have never been married, child care costs are just as challenging as housing costs. You know, affordable housing is considered to be only 30% or less of your take-home pay. Similarly, affordable child care should be no more than 7% of your income. But when you know that the median income of black women is only $33,555, that's according to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, then you're talking about people who are paying much more than that just to give their children decent child care while they remain in the workplace earning a living for the family. Affordable child care at that rate should be no more than like $196 a month. But you have mothers paying far more than that, particularly if they have more than one child. So you add the cost of housing, the cost of child care, and if there are also student debts, I mean, my goodness, you're working to pay bills more than get ahead financially, and that should not be.
Right. And, Charlene, you know, I've seen a report also that the median income of white men in 2023 increased more than all of the groups. And if you look at the median wages for black women, it actually dropped during that same period of time to 65.8%, which was down from 67.4% in just the previous year.
It is disturbing. And, you know, people many times wonder, why can't I get ahead? What am I doing wrong? Well, that's not the question. The people may react as if it's something that they can control, but these are systemic discriminatory trends that continue to show that white males make more than everyone else, regardless of occupation, and black people are paid on the bottom end of the scale. And in some cases with Latinas, they are making even less. I'll give you a few examples. If you look at the highest paying occupations, people who are in business, in finance positions, in management, the Institute for Women's Policy Center found that those highest paying occupations brought white men a median weekly income of $1,905. That's a median, half, you know, the midpoint, half above, half below. For those same occupations, black men were paid almost $500 less at $1,488. Then if you look at black women in those same occupations, again it drops to only $1,287 per week. So if you're talking about the median difference between white men of nearly, well, over $1,900, and then black women earning less than $1,300, you can't save what you don't have. So, of course, your saving rate is down. Your ability to even put dollars together to save is severely limited, especially, like I said, when you consider the rising cost of housing as well as the rising cost of child care. We know groceries are still going up. So it puts people in a real bind, and that's at the top end. Conversely, on the bottom end of earnings, people working in service occupations, and those pay less than sales or construction or transportation, the median weekly wages for a white man were $917. In those same occupations, black men were paid less at $749. But black women had median wages of $654, and Latinas in the service category were the lowest, making only $646. Then when you look at the things that really make a difference, and we're talking full-time employees in all of these occupations now. This is not part-time. These are all full-time workers. The availability of sick leave and employer-sponsored insurance are down as well. People in the service occupations, only 64% of them have paid sick time. And less than half, only 49%, have medical insurance. So you're working your butt off. You've got to figure out how you can cover health care costs for your family. Two-thirds of you don't have the paid sick time, and then you're making less than everybody else. That's a disaster formula for people financially. And that is why all of these factors are why the financial stress and people reacting to the news of there are more people getting hired, but how much are you making? And are those wages equal to people of other colors? So the Urban Institute is saying there are specific public policy reforms that can get to better pay, build wealth, and finally deliver financial equality. And those four items are: one, make college more affordable; two, ensure that pay equity is in the marketplace and there is support for women entrepreneurs; 3, expand access to caregiving services and affordable health care. And finally, make mortgages more accessible. You know, when we talk about home ownership, there's a reason why so many black people go to an FHA loan or USDA loan. If you can buy a home that's eligible for USDA financing, that's 100% financing. You don't have to have a down payment. If you go FHA, you're talking like only 3.5% down. For people who are working paycheck to paycheck, those are very attractive mortgage options. And with fixed interest rates on them, they don't have to worry about, well, what is the landlord going to do when it's time to renew my lease? There's some stability in terms of your housing costs. But all of these factors, and like I said, child care factors into what is left, just like what is left from groceries and housing. It's a very difficult situation, and it's not something that people should beat up on themselves. They need to talk to those they elect to represent them to do something about these disparities in measurable ways.
Right. And Charlene, before we end the conversation, I'd be remiss if, you know, a lot of times we're having these conversations and people, you know, think that there are certain segments of our community and our population that are immune from these statistics and realities that we're talking about. And, you know, I think it's important to note that, you know, there's a growing number of black women at the professional level. They've gotten college degrees, they've gone on and they're into the workforce or in a professional environment as managers and executives and all these things as well. And they fall into this, a lot of them are falling into this category of never been married as well. And they are part of these statistics as well, where they're making much less money than their male counterparts, and they're not able to create as much wealth and wealth generation as their male counterparts and their white male counterparts as well. So for segments in our community that you think are actually getting ahead, they're still behind.
Absolutely, and that's why I thought the comparison between the highest paying occupations and those who are on the lower end of earnings were so important. Why should, in the same category of occupation, should black women take home $700 less a week than a white male? That's inequality, gross inequality. And like I said, if you just look at overall when it comes to women in the workplace, 68 cents for every dollar of wealth held by white men, is so unfair. These days, whether you have a significant other that you're living with or you're married, most households need 2 full-time incomes to make it financially. So if you're a single woman taking care of yourself, these earnings disparities are going to really, really hurt you. And secondly, if you have a child to take care of, then these disparities hurt even more. And that's across occupations. So no one is immune, shall we say.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, race and gender play significant roles in who makes what in this country.
All right. Well, Charlene, as usual, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show and just highlighting this information and bring this information to our community so we can take some progressive action towards righting some of these wrongs.
Oh, absolutely. And with an important November elections coming up, when so many candidates will be on the ballot, now is the time to find out what these candidates stand for. And are they sensitive to these disparities? Are they willing to do something about them and be held accountable if they do not? The more information you have as a voter, the better you will be able to identify those who respect your vote. Let them earn it.
All right. On that note, have a great weekend. And again, appreciate all your insight.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.